No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers. Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today. Do you have knee, shoulder, elbow, and other joint pain? Would you like immediate relief without surgery? Let me introduce you to Dr. Michael Farah, who's been serving patients around the world since 1986. At Freedom Medical Center and Trinity Medical Care, you can get platelet-rich plasma injections and other treatments. Dr. Farah is your choice for cosmetic and regenerative medicine. Schedule your consult today at Trinity Medical Care by calling 256-489-3192. That's Trinity Medical Care, located at 8010 South Parkway in Huntsville. Walk-ins are welcome. Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. I am your host, Mark White, and right now I have on the line with me Rob Spear. He had posted about the McMichaels family from Ohio, Rick, Amanda, and their 8 children, approximately 4 to 15 years old. Rick is a firefighter, and his wife, Amanda, is an EMT, so we've got a couple of first responders. Rick had a problem with alcoholism, and he decided that he wanted to do something about it. Because he wanted to do something about it, that means going to a facility. All of the children need to be taken care of during this time period. So the children have come to the state of Alabama and have a family that is taking care of them. And Rob posted about the need for helping these children right now. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Rob Spear.
Mark, thanks for having me. I appreciate you taking the opportunity and giving me this opportunity to reach out to your audience.
I know it's a sensitive subject for a family, for the McMichaels. It's not easy to put information out there like that. I know that you had the approval of Amanda to get the word out to try to help, but we have some children right now who are being taken care of. They need some help. They have a father who wants some help. It's a great effort for people to be involved in.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about the situation right now with Rick and Amanda. So as I said, he had an alcohol problem. He's a firefighter. He decided to go and do something about it, which I want to say right now that I'm proud of Rick for taking that step, to making that decision to take that out of his life. That is something that he needs to be very proud of, and just know that we're talking about him in support of what he's doing.
Absolutely. Rick is a fighter in so many ways. He's spiritually a fighter. He wants to do what's right. He's a spiritual leader in his household. He loves his wife and his children. He loves the Lord. He and his wife are both faithful members of the Lord's church and well-respected among those who know him. And I guess I didn't realize this, and it's something that my eyes have been open to, that so many of the people who are in those high-stress jobs, the first responder type work, firefighters, EMTs, policemen, and the like, because of the stresses in their life. Many of them don't always deal with it in the best way. And we're just so happy that Rick has recognized that he needs help, and he's reached out to his wife, and she said for the first time in their marriage, and they've been married, I think almost 16 years or just over 16 years, he's finally reached out and said, I need your help. He's tried to be the caretaker for the family. He's tried to be that leader, and now he recognizes that he needs their support. And so I thought, what a great opportunity for people like you and me and those who would care about this to reach out and show Rick and Amanda that we love them and that we're concerned about them, and we want Rick to win this fight.
And I know that we have a lot of people who do care for Rick and do care for Amanda and want him to be the very best father, very best husband he can be, and be able to lick this addiction. It's very hard, as you said. First responders are in a unique capacity, and they have to deal with situations and a lot of times internalize situations, and there is no real outlet around them. If you're a first responder, you're a person who has a strong will to make a difference in the lives of others, not necessarily your own life. That can be one of those things that you don't want to share because you're supposed to be strong for other people. An addiction or another issue that makes you appear weak as a person is not supposed to be seen.
Mark, I think that sometimes the strongest people are the people who are willing to go to their knees and request help. I think it takes a great deal of humility and strength to recognize that we cannot do it alone. And I know that sometimes in my own ego, and I don't have a high-risk job, but in my own ego, sometimes I think I can handle this. And what I need to recognize is I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, and I can rely on the spiritual family that God has given me to help me through those fights.
Absolutely. Speaking of that, there is a family in Alabama who has been willing to take the young people who are in this family, the 8 children from ages 4 to 15, and take them into their home to watch over them while Rick is getting this help. And I think that's a great testament to the family in Alabama that's willing to do that, to try to help Rick and Amanda however they can.
I don't know how to say this except to say that I just think they're an amazing family. They have 7 of their own children. She's a stay-at-home mom and he's a go-to-work dad. And so during the day, that means that that mom is going to be wrangling 15 children. And they are the heart of service, the dedication and devotion, the friendship, the grace, and the just all the words that come to my mind about a family that would take that kind of effort to help somebody that they love so dearly. Just amazing. Just absolutely amazing.
15 kids in one household. That is amazing. But yeah, we appreciate the Oliver family for being willing to do that. And we have a couple of different efforts that have been put out there to the public to help right now the Olivers and to help Rick. And Amanda's in school, and so that made it difficult for her to be able to manage things without Rick, and that's understandable. So we appreciate one person taking on 15 children, but we don't want them to do it alone. They may not be under my roof, they may not be under your roof, Rob, but we can facilitate getting them some help while they're under someone else's roof.
That's an amazing thing that I think that we can do, and I'll just tell you that we posted the original request up, I think it was about 3:30. Local time here in Illinois. We are already just overwhelmed with the number of responses that we've got, people that are wanting to help, and we've had a wide variety. We simply suggested a $5 donation, and we said any amount you want, and we've had wide array, I should say, of donations, and very generous, and we've had donations come from California to Alabama, Illinois to Ohio, and all parts in between.
And if you don't mind, Rob, let's take a quick break. And when we come back, let's talk about how people can help, whether it's through the quilt effort or directly through financial donations to help the family while the children are under the roof of the Olivers. Okay.
Sounds excellent.
All right, folks, we're talking to Rob Spear. He is in Illinois right now, but we are talking about a family that their children are in the state of Alabama being taken care of by some special individuals while their father recovers from an addiction, a firefighter. Someone who has spent his life in service to our community. We want to try to help him. and we want to lift him and Amanda up during this time. She's an EMT herself. So I hope that you'll stick with us as we talk about how you can help. You are listening to The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment, and I'm your host, Mark White.
A friendly smile's a tiny price to pay. Let's all do something good today. A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org.
Are you a first responder? At Husqvarna, we support the uniformed men and women who serve our country and communities. As a way to honor your service, we created the Military and First Responder Appreciation Program. As a first responder, you qualify for a discount on your purchase of Husqvarna powered equipment. Get 10% off select commercial products at participating dealers. Whether you're starting a business or maintaining your property, you can count on Husqvarna. Find out why we're the brand that's trusted by real professionals. Visit Green's Dependable Hardware at 15220 A, Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama. You can also find them on Facebook at Green's Dependable Hardware. Give them a call at 256-331-0123.
It's bow time.
You've probably heard folks say, don't call it a comeback. But at Bojangles, we don't like to beat around the bush. So when the sizzling, savory pork chop griller's back in all its tender, marinated chili lime glory, and you could snap up two of them for $5, go ahead, call it a comeback. Get two legendary pork chop grillers for just $5, only at Bojangles.
It's bow time.
Hey, Mom! I want to go to Early Works.
Yeah, Mom. Bring the kids to Early Works Children's Museum. Early Works has reopened with new safety protocols and an exciting new exhibit. Toys, The Inside Story, is a hands-on experience that lets you find out how toys work. You can see the Star Wars collection, try out the giant Etch-A-Sketch, test your skills on an old-fashioned pinball machine, and play at the Lego River Water Table. It is all at the Early Works Museum in downtown Huntsville. Go to earlyworks.com for tickets and more information.
I had a 6 transistor when I was a kid. Under my pillow, I kept it hid.
Hey, this is Lionel Cartwright, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Mark's making a difference. You go make a difference too, okay? I watched it all on my radio. I watched it all on The Mark White Show.
White Show. I am your host, Mark White. We are in the middle of the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment, and I just want to say that grandmother would appreciate this segment, especially because Rob Spear, he connected us in the past to take a trip there in Kentucky to the Creation Museum. We enjoyed that experience together. Of course, grandmother's no longer with us, but she knew Rob was the guy to help us out with that, and we appreciate Rob. And now I can have him on the show as he tries to help another family. And I appreciate you joining me here on the Mark White Show today, Rob.
It's a privilege to be here, Mark.
All right, buddy. So we're talking about the McMichael family. We're talking about Rick, who has an addiction to alcohol. He's a firefighter. He wanted to get some help. It came to a head over the weekend. He decided that he needed help. And as Amanda said, it was the first time that he had readily admitted that it was time to get help. But they have eight children to think about, ages 4 to 15. They have eight children that they are trying to take care of. And here we have an opportunity right now to help Rick and Amanda, who are first responders, and help their children while their kids are being taken care of, while Rick gets this help that he needs. You had an opportunity to share this with the public. There are opportunities right now for people who are listening to help a family in Alabama, the Olivers, who have taken on eight children in addition to the seven that they already have. So we're talking about 15 children under one roof. I want you to break down what people can do, Rob, to help.
You've mentioned two things. You've mentioned the quilt and you've mentioned the financial help. And let me just say it this way. My wife is we're part of a large homeschooling group. And by the way, the McMichael family is part of that same group. And that's really how we got to know Rick and Amanda. And we just love them dearly and their children. They're just an amazing family. But one of the things that there's a subgroup in that homeschooling group, they call themselves Home Zone Love. And it's a group of women that get together and they put together quilts. And they provide them to people who have had difficulties in their lives. And they talked about doing this for the McMichaels, but my wife said she wanted it to be opened up a little wider than that because of the fact of the great need that's involved here. And so my wife decided that she wanted to make a quilt. And I said, well, let's see what we can do to help raise some money for them. And so what we decided to do is kind of combine those efforts. And so what we've done is we're asking anybody who would like to help the McMichaels with any amount of money you can help. We suggested a $5 donation, but we've had people, I hope it's not out of turn to say this, we've had several people give much more than that. We've had $10, $15, $25. We've had a few $50 donations, and we've even had a couple of $100 donations. But we're not asking for an amount of money. We just simply suggested a $5 donation. You know, that old thing when you add a whole bunch of small things together, it becomes a great big thing. And
exactly.
We've just been impressed at how many people want to help. And so I want to say that there's really two major ways that you can help. And the first off is to just remember the McMichael family in your prayers. Pray for Rick. Pray for his success in his recovery. Pray for his success in wanting to do what's right before God, what's wanting to do what's right for his family, what's wanting to do right for his children, to make all of it. Rick wants to do the right thing, and he's taken that ever courageous effort to start by going to detox and then going, he's headed for the rehab facility. If I'm not mistaken, I think he leaves for the rehab facility on or about the 16th of the month. And so pray for them. That's the first thing. And then the second thing is, if you want to help with a cash donation, we're grateful to receive that. And what we said is my wife is going to handwrite with a permanent marker on the quilt every name of everybody who contributes to this cause. And our hope is that Rick will be able to take this quilt into the rehab facility, and that when he's having some tough times, he can look at those names on that quilt and he will be reminded of the great love and compassion that there is for him and for his family, the fact that he's part of a great big spiritual family. He's part of a family of believers that know that, and it's not a trite phrase, the scriptural phrase, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And one of the things that Christ gives us is this great spiritual family that we have. And so if you want to help in the effort, we will gladly receive whatever donation you would like to give, and we will gratefully put your name on that quilt, and that quilt will be given to Rick, and hopefully that'll be something that will help him to be encouraged to get through this difficult passage of life.
I love that quilt idea, Rob, because I can just picture right now someone in a facility like a rehab, when their phone is turned off, they have no communication to the outside, they have to go through a certain level of treatment before they can actually interact with people on the outside, because that's part of the deal. and then having this quilt with names all over it from people who have been willing to step in and help to show that they love Rick, that they love Amanda, and they love these children, and they want the very best for their family. That is touching, my friend.
Well, it's been overwhelming. When we started seeing these donations coming in, my PayPal account and Facebook feeds became flooded very quickly with the response, and we were just so impressed.
Somebody listening right now is thinking, how can I help? And it may be through the quilt effort. They may be wanting to donate $5, or they may be wanting to donate $1, or they may be thinking about how their children can donate, because there's some children who are in the midst of this as well. And so I think that's a good way to think about it, is not only for adults, but give children the experience of sharing, of caring, to have a child know and understand that they are helping other children during this holiday. I think that's an incredible lesson that we can teach a young person.
Oh, absolutely, Mark. And you know, we live in a society that tends to be cynical and looks for the negative. And here's a place where we can concentrate on the positive and concentrate our efforts on a man who wants to do the right thing and be there for his family. And I just think if we can just overwhelm him with love, that it'll be a powerful statement that'll help him through.
Exactly. Let's talk about how people can donate to help the Olivers while they have the eight children, the eight McMichael children under their roof, in addition to the seven that they have. We want to try to make sure that those young people are taken care of, and we don't want to leave the Olivers with all the responsibility when we ourselves can help them with some of the responsibility.
And I appreciate you bringing that up. I will tell you this, that the Olivers have said that they're going to make sure that the McMichaels have the best Christmas they can. And so I don't know exactly what that means. I'm going to leave that to Aaron and Tracy and to let them figure that out. But if we can help them in some way, for your listeners, I think maybe the best thing to do would be to go to your Facebook page for the Mark White Show. And you have graciously shared my link there, and the connection information, the email address for the PayPal account is there, or they could send it directly through Facebook if they choose to do that. We are not discouraging any amount of money, anything that you can do to help. So I think that, you know, maybe that's, does that sound like the best way to do it, to run it through your Facebook page there, Mark?
All right, so in addition to the Mark White Show, there are people who don't follow the show on the Facebook. I want them to, but if they don't, I also want them to know, if this is shared through another way, how they can donate. So if you would be specific about where people can send money to, Rob.
Well, my wife and I are the ones doing the collecting. I assure you that every penny of this is going to go to take care of them. We love the Olivers, and we love the McMichaels, and it's on our heart to do something to help them, and this is what it is. And so I can give my personal email address, and they can go to PayPal and send it through that. I suppose if they wanted to, they could send a check. The only concern I have with people sending checks is that it's going to slow down, because I'll have to wait for those checks to if they could write them to me, and then we can clear them, and then I'll forward the money on to the Olivers to take care of those children. Whatever works best for them, I guess, is the way they need to put the money out. The fastest way, of course, would be through PayPal or Facebook Cash.
What is the PayPal email address?
So my name is Robert L. Speer, and my last name is spelled S-P-E-E-R. So that if you look up, if you go to PayPal and send it to Robert L. Speer at yahoo.com, and link that through your PayPal, it'll come directly to me. And if you would, when you make that donation, just make, I want two pieces of information added to your donation. I want you to make a notation that it just put the word quilt, and we'll know that that's for this fundraiser. And then I would like you to include whatever name or names that you want. And we've had some people say, I'll just use my family's name, Rob and Becky Speer. And some people have said from the Speer family, and some have said from Rob, Becky, and children. You use whatever phrase you want to use, but tell us what name you would like to have written on the quilt.
What timeline are we looking at for them to get their name on that quilt?
Well, Rick is heading for rehab on or about the 16th of December, and we really are trying desperately to get this into his hands before then. So I would say if somebody wants to guarantee that their name is on the quilt, that obviously the electronic payments are fastest and we'll get that done. But my wife is trying to have the quilt done and assembled by Monday. And then we're going to have to get it mailed out very shortly after that. So I would say just as soon as possible. And I want you to understand something too. We've had some people say, it's not important that my name go on the quilt. I just want to make sure that they get some, you know, I want to help them financially. I don't mean to be argumentative, but I want you to know, I believe it is important for your name to go on the quilt because I want them to know the names of the people. And they may not know you at all. They may never meet you in this life, but they will know that Mark and Rob and you know, whoever loved them enough to help them and wanted to, and these, when those names are on there, I hope that you'll not just include a little bit of money, but that every one of those names represents prayers that have been raised up and continue to be raised up for the McMichael family. And so that would be, I think, the best way to do it. Send it through my PayPal, send it through Mark's Facebook page, whatever you choose to do, we'll help you to make sure that money gets to the McMichael family. I just thank you, Mark, for opening this opportunity up for us. I had no vision when we started this that we would get such an audience as yours, and I appreciate so very much you even thinking about this. Years ago, Mark, I went on a diet. My wife and I both did, and some of our friends saw that I had great success. I don't mind telling you this. I lost 52 pounds, and people came up and said, what did you do to get Rob to do that? And my wife said, oh, no. He had to make that decision on his own. You can't do it for him. And there's a lot of well-meaning people that want to help other people do something. You can't help somebody do something that they don't want to do for themselves. And I'm so proud of Rick because he wants to do this for himself. But let us never forget the sacrifice that Amanda is making you know, she's staying at home. She's holding down the home fires and she's doing what she can to hold things together there. And those kids are making a huge sacrifice because they're going to be without their dad all the way through and past Christmas. But they love their dad, and it's a sacrifice that will be difficult for them, but in the end, hopefully will be the very best sacrifice they could have ever made.
I do want to say to Rick, if you're listening, Rick, before you go into this treatment, you have my support through the Mark White Show. You have me as an individual who is ready, willing, and able to help you, Rick. And I appreciate you for making this decision for you, for your family. Appreciate the service that you have committed to your community as a firefighter. Appreciate what your wife has done as an EMT. And I understand that lifestyle. And so, Rick, I do wish you all the best. You're going to continue to be in our prayers moving forward. And just know that when you're in that facility, there are many, many people outside of that facility praying for you and wishing you all the best and trying to help take care of the young people that you and Amanda have taken care of to this point and make sure that everyone is taken care of during this time. So Rob, thank you so much for joining me here on the Mark White Show today to share about this effort. Again, I want you to give out the email address where people can connect, how they can donate through PayPal. And then also we mentioned, because there are some people who don't even use PayPal. So if you have a way that people can send checks, however you want them to communicate and find out how to do that, please share that.
Mark, there's a couple of ways that people can donate to us. Of course, they can use the link that's on the Mark White Show Facebook page. They can use the PayPal. And again, they can use that, send it to my personal PayPal. It's robertlspeer@yahoo.com, robertlspeer@yahoo.com. And rest assured, 100% of these monies are going to go to this quilt and the efforts of helping the McMichael family. And then if somebody needs to send a check, I think that the people who are listening to you are probably a pretty high caliber of people, so I don't mind sharing this with them, but they can send it to my personal mailbox and I will make sure that those checks, write the checks to me, to Rob Spear, and I promise you the money will get to them. But my personal address is 8586 North Rockton Avenue, and that's Rockton, North Rockton Avenue in the city of Rockford, 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 Illinois, 61103. Whatever method they choose to use would be good. Obviously, the fastest methods are the electronic methods, but we will gratefully receive checks if people need to do that.
Rob, I'm right here with you, man, and we want to continue to pray for not only the McMichaels family, but we also want to pray for the Oliver family as they take on this responsibility to try to help. And we appreciate, again, Rick and Amanda and their willingness to move forward with this. Anything we can do, Rob, as you start to find things and opportunities, please let me know. I know you'll stay connected and send me messages as needed about things that we can do to try to help, okay?
Absolutely. And again, Mark, what a great blessing it is that you have this show and that you're using it the way you do. And I thank you for including the McMichaels in your efforts to help people out. And may God bless you in those efforts.
Thank you, buddy. Folks, we've been talking to Rob Spear, and we are trying to help the McMichaels family and the Oliver family right now. 15 children under one roof in the state of Alabama being taken care of by the Olivers as Rick McMichael goes through treatment for alcoholism, and we want to continue to pray for him. We appreciate Rob Spear joining us on the show today and his wife for helping to make this quilt. I think that's a beautiful symbol of love that you can be part of, have your name on it. So I do hope that you'll support this effort. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. And this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
And gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.
Hi, everybody. This is DJ Thomas. You know, raindrops may be falling on your head, but on Kyla's corner, she's living life sunny side up.
Nothing seems to fit.
You are my sunshine, my only.
This is Kyla Carter of Kyla's Corner. You can hear my segment every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on The Mark White Show. Remember to tune in every Saturday and always live life sunny side up.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set a minute. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the university preparatory diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Are you in Alabama and need questions answered by a medical professional? If so, my friends at Trinity Medical Care are proud to announce that they are offering telemedicine. With telemedicine, you can stay at home and still have your visit with the doctor. Telemedicine from Trinity Medical Care is now available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make your telemedicine appointment today by calling 256-489-3192. That number again, 256-489-3192. You can also follow Trinity Medical Care on Facebook.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today.
discover fascinating animals from the islands of the world when you visit the Island Life Exhibit at Tennessee Aquarium. You'll be amazed at what you find.
We may never see tomorrow anyway. Let's all do something good today. Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good today. Thank you.